tonight's top story brings the latest news of the Iglo virus, which continues its rampage across the globe. Dr. Mike Hammer of King's Hospital is now back in London after a fact-finding trip to the Iglo epicenter, Las Vegas. As the world's leading authority on the virus, Dr. Hammer is working hard to find an antidote, while Inspector Dolby of Scotland Yard follows further lines of inquiry, confirming media speculation that the outbreak is now being treated as suspicious. This footage was shot earlier at Heathrow Airport, where Dr. Hammer was seen supervising the transportation of a large, unidentified package. When challenged at customs as to its contents, Dr. Hammer was overheard warning officials, "You can't touch this." In other news, the world's largest convention for sci-fi fanatics opens in London.
So how are the projections? Are they looking okay?
They are looking great. We look set to achieve the higher rate yield by the third quarter, which places us number one in our sector.
And have we finalized the sponsorship deal? I'm keen to dot the I's and cross the T's as soon as possible.
Don't worry, it's in the bag. We've partnered with a major live event with perfect demographics, which guarantees total media saturation and a high-profile presence.
In which case, I think it's time to blue sky our corporate profile to make sure we're on message.
Great idea, but first, I fancy a nice cup of tea.
One for you and one for me. Two girls to tea. One for you, one for me.
Now, which floor for the sci-fi convention? Right, let's see. Black leather ankle boots. Check. Tight mustard colored top. Check. Trousers a bit on the short side. Check. Corset. Check. Communicator.
Check, Dave.
Elevator, top floor please. Make it so. Engage. Resume course. Oh Shazbat, I'll just press a button. Look out, green chicks. The captain has landed.
Space.
Excuse me, which way is the bar? Don't worry, I'll ask someone else. Hello girls, what are you doing here?
You don't think we'd stay at home while you're out enjoying yourselves, do you?
And what better excuse to dust off my little red Star Trek dress?
Swore. That's why the original series is still so popular. I assume you've come dressed as Lieutenant Uhura.
What's that, sir?
Lieutenant Uhuru.
I'm sorry, I still didn't quite catch you.
Oh, never mind, but I thoroughly approve. And I see you're joined by a rather sexy Cylon.
You're right, I am a Cylon, but that's quite enough gawping. We're off to get a cup of the world's favorite coffee.
No, don't go that way. Not dressed in a Star Trek outfit. The lobby's already been occupied by the Babylon 5 Massive.
What's wrong with that? Don't sci-fi fans get on?
No, not since the Dalek Levitation Riots of 06.
Riots?
Yes. Until the 90s, the Daleks stayed firmly downstairs where they belong. But once they could go upstairs, arguments broke out between groups of fans. Then there was that assassination attempt by the John Pertwee Splinter Group. There are all sorts of wars now. The Blake 7 fundamentalists hate the Doctor Who boys. Then there's the Gillian Anderson Freedom Fighters versus the Erin Gray Suicide Squad.
Well, I don't care about all that. Unless you're giving me a direct order, Captain, I'll walk where I want to walk.
Tell that to the poor guy who turned up in a Jar Jar Binks costume. Look, just go via the lifts. That's a demilitarized zone. But if you see anyone dressed as Xena Warrior Princess, run.
500 years.
Come together.
Dr. Hammer? Are you there?
Just coming, Nurse Cassidy.
I don't feel well. How much longer are you going to keep me in here? It's really cold.
That's the whole point, Nurse Cassidy. Lowering your body temperature is the only way to slow down the virus while I work on an antidote.
But this is the smallest fridge I've ever seen.
I'm sorry, it was the only one available at short notice. I can get you a cushion if you like.
I'd rather you get me a coffee. I can't live without my Costbucks.
No, Nurse, that would warm you up too much. And anyway, I don't get what you see in that dreadful brown sludge. I'm a tea drinker myself.
But Costbucks is the world's favourite cup of coffee, Dr. Hammer.
It certainly was in Vegas. But as I'm now the world's leading authority on the iGlow virus, you'd better do as I say.
Oh, Dr. Hammer, I love the way you said that. If I wasn't so cold already, a shiver would have run down my spine.
Don't worry, Nurse Cassidy. There's plenty more where that came from, just as soon as I've given you the antidote. There's no way I'll let you become another iGlow statistic.
Please hurry then. My eyes are starting to hurt.
Then I'll have to shut the fridge door right away. There, I'll be back to check on you.
Dr. Hammer?
Mike.
Mike, don't be long. I'm scared.
Bartender, another screaming organism, please. And don't tell me I've had enough already. I can drink my handles. I mean, drandle my hinks.
Affirmative, Captain.
And one for the alien temptress sat on my starboard side. I bet you enjoy a large cock. Tell. Okay, if I can't buy you a drink, at least tell me your name. Oh, don't be like that, Treacle. So what should I call you? THX1138. That was my mother's name. What do you mean you don't believe me? Of course, she never loved me. Only a special kind of woman could replace a mother's love. Oh, I see. So I need a psychiatrist, not a girlfriend. In which case I'll take my cocktail and my flattery elsewhere. Beam me up, Scotty.
Not so fast, sir. You and I need to have a little chat.
Yeah.
You may remember the last time we met. We were gathering information regarding the suspicious death of Mr. Tony Crackburn. As you know, the Iglo virus that killed Mr. Crackburn is claiming lives around the world, and we're just trying to tie up some loose ends.
Oh, I see, Inspector. Let me just adjust my corset so I can sit down. That's better.
I believe that soon after Mr. Crackburn died, you and your two companions made a trip to Las Vegas, where the first cluster of Iglo cases was reported.
Funny, I hadn't thought of it like that.
And then, on your return, a second wave of infections appeared back in the London area, which brings me to you, for a second time.
I don't know how I can help you, Inspector.
What's more, not half an hour ago, you were seen talking to a man in a red Star Trek top, who dropped dead right beside you and your companions.
Which man?
According to witnesses, you asked him the way to the bar while he was choking.
What do you mean he was choking? I just thought he was talking in Klingon.
Be that as it may, sir, I'd just like to run through a few details, if I may. For instance, exactly what was your companion's reaction when you told her about the death of Tony Crackburn?
And his eyes. Oh, his eyes. It was awful.
I can imagine. To think of poor Tony's eyes glowing like that.
Well, that's very interesting, isn't it, sir? And yet, she never saw the body for herself.
Well, I might have got it wrong. It was a while ago now.
Also, sir, do you remember the conversation when I first met your companions? Are you all right, sir?
I'm sorry, Inspector. He seems to have picked up a virus.
Not this Iglo virus, I hope.
I'm afraid we specifically don't know anything about that here.
No, Inspector, we don't know anything about it.
Do you know what I think, sir? I think you and I should take a trip down to the station later and see what other anomalies we can uncover.
Inspector Dolby, the Yard said I'd find you here. You're not a sci-fi fan, are you?
Just because I'm not wearing Romulan ears don't mean I'm not a sci-fi fan. But that's not why I'm here. I'm here in the line of duty, and this lady is helping me with my inquiries regarding some suspicious deaths.
Inspector Dolby, aren't you going to introduce me to your friend?
Oh, I'm sorry, miss. This is Dr. Hammer.
Doctor who?
No, Dr. Hammer.
I see. You're a doctor.
I'm sorry, Inspector Dolby. I don't have much time. What was it you wanted to see me about?
Please excuse us, miss. I just need a word with a good doctor.
I don't mind at all, but maybe I could have him when you're done.
I meant in private.
So did I.
In private or not, I need to keep this brief. Someone I care about very much is already on borrowed time.
I just need to be sure. Could iGlow be an android-made virus?
All the tests suggest it's not a naturally occurring compound.
In which case, what we're saying is that somebody has deliberately introduced a synthetic pathogen that only affects humans.
I'm starting to come to that conclusion myself.
But why would anybody want a virus that kills off humans and not androids?
Damn it, man, I'm a doctor, not a psychologist.
Then perhaps I should be asking you, miss.
What's a nice cyberwoman like you doing in a place like this? In fact, you look familiar. Do I know you? Captain James T. Kirk here.
You have one new message.
Beware the Cylon, Dave. She's hiding in plain sight.
Hiding in plain sight? Tony's sister? I don't understand. A Cylon is an evil android. And please, don't call me Dave.
Thanks, Davros. I hope you can make it upstairs later.
Costbucks is so proud to sponsor this convention. Since we took over the company, we've been consistently knocking our customers dead with the quality of our coffee. But what we haven't yet told you is that...
Okay, everybody, calm down. There's nothing to see here. I'm Inspector Dolby from Scotland Yard, and I am going to take charge of you.
Inspector, the gunshot came from over there, near where that cyberwoman's standing.
Now, why don't it surprise me that you know that, miss? I think it's time we all took a trip to the yard. Don't you? You do not have to say anything. But it may arm your defence if you do not mention when questioned something which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence.